tied.
No wonder you were being all sneaky. All right. Welcome.
Hello.
Well, you just tell us, you know, we all know about you had a contract situation. When you worked that out, always were hoping to, what, can you kind of take us through that? What, you know, your thoughts the last month or so?
You know, my thoughts have always been the same. My job is always look out for the well-being of my family, and the team's job is to look out for the well-being of the team. And ultimately, we were able to, find out what was most important to each side. It was nothing low down about what we were doing. You know, you never seen a quote from me in the paper or anything like that. And obviously, due to the circumstances of the past couple of years and me unfortunately going through some injuries and things like that, you gotta respect the team stance on trying to make things work for their side. And at that point, I just had to evaluate what I had to do for my family and I. And ultimately, you know, as I said, we met middle ground, and we got the deal done as the deal should be done behind closed doors. And I'm happy that it's done.
You know, did you ever think about one of your decisions, did you ever contemplate whether or not to hang them up just because you missed the last 2 years and
no.
You've been through the beat up part of the game?
No, I never thought about the whole R word or nothing like that. One thing I will say is, you know, I do have a family, as most guys do. My girls and a little grown up at this point, and you know, they participate in a ton of activities. And so, obviously, at this point in my career, the only thing that I would have had to reevaluate and think on is if things didn't work out, was it worth me moving my kid away back across the country? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For who knows what amount of money, or you know what the circumstances would have been, or whatever the case might have been, I would have had to evaluate that just because of the size of my family and the point that my young ladies are at this point of their life.
Can you take us through kind of this last year for you? Didn't really get to know you too much because
you
got hurt quickly. What was that like when you got hurt, and that practice and kind of the whole rehab process for you?
I mean, it was a blow. I mean, it definitely was a blow. It's nothing that you ever anticipate coming into a situation like being with the Broncos, signing with the Broncos last year. And, you know, I had every intentions to come in, earn my spot on the team, make an impact on the team as I have in years before when I was healthy. And so, when it happened, I really leaned on the organization, and they did a great job. The player development part of things, Coach Fox, everybody, had encouraging words for me. I spent a lot of time with the player development with Jerry Butler, and I stuck around here the whole time. And if it did anything, it pissed me off because as I said, you don't anticipate that. And so, I bust my butt, while I was here, but from the time of the injury all the way up until, this whole renegotiation deal. But and even after that, I continued to work. So it was a bump in the road, but when you got perspective, you can overcome that stuff.
So physically, where are you right now?
I feel good. I'm definitely much lighter than I was when I got here last year. I'm pretty much at my ideal weight. That I've typically been at this point of the year.
Which going, is what, 300?
Yeah, right 310, 310-ish. And so, you typically lose weight around training camp, so and so that's where the 300 come in at. But you know, I just continued to do what I needed to do, just in case things did work out, or if something else came along down the pipe.
What are your first impressions of Del Rio, and what role is he going to ask you to play?
You know, I'm kind of unique in that sense, to where I don't really ask a lot of questions about the football part of things, because, you know, in my experience, I pretty much played all along the defensive line, and so and I know I can contribute anywhere on the defensive line if need be, and it's really up to them. And it's their job to plug me in where they feel I can make an impact and help the team. And so wherever that is, that's where I'll be at. Yeah.
Is the fact that you're here today, I mean, was part of it because of the way the last 2 years, you didn't want to kind of irk at you that, you know, you didn't want it to end that way? And then also, did you feel anything like, you know, you owed a little something to the Broncos that you weren't able to give them anything?
Well, I mean, just the past couple of years, you know, like I said, unfortunately, you can't control that stuff. I mean, I don't go into a deal saying I got to go have a hip surgery, or I don't come into Broncos camp saying I'm going to tear my tricep. You know, when I came here as a free agent, you know, we agreed upon a deal. I definitely hated the fact that I wasn't able to do anything for the way I was compensated. You know, I do have a conscience in that sense. But in terms of, like we started this whole conversation off, at the end of the day, you know, the Broncos got to do what they got to do to better config this team to where everybody got the pieces in place, to where everybody can contribute in the way they need to contribute. And me, as far as I got to, you know, reevaluate my situation and really don't go any further than that, you know, really. Yeah, I hate I couldn't contribute last year. I hate I couldn't contribute for the Patriots 2 years ago. But, you know, that's the past. It's the present. And in terms of me being here today, well, you know, of course, it's a sense of urgency on both sides to try to get in and get things done. And we work diligently, behind the scene to try to get everything done and meet middle ground. And you know, here I am today.
When did you get here? When did you start the OTAs? And then, did you kind of play with a chip on your shoulder a little bit after this?
It's almost time. Well, you don't wake up just saying you go play with a chip on your shoulder. You know, either you're a butthole or you're not on the field. So, you know, that me as a player and the mentality that I take to the field, that is what it is. And you know, so I don't know what more to tell you other than that.
What are some of the challenges you've had?
So when did you get here?
Yeah, we started the first practice today.
What are the challenges? Since you haven't really played in a game since, I guess, 2009, what sort of challenges is that going to bring, or actually having kind of, for the linemen, the contact and stuff is so important. So what are some of the trouble things, I guess, that you're looking at, and the hurdles and start to get
out of stuff? I mean, at this point of the offseason, despite what's happened in the past, I mean, my main goal is to get in the best shape I can get in. And then as long as I'm in shape, the physicality part, you know, I've been doing it since I was 8 years old, so it's kind of natural. I mean, going out there today, you know, just going out there and practicing and doing all that good stuff, it's just natural. You know, I've seen it so many times that it has pretty much come natural to me.
Ty, you hate missing those seasons, but if those keep playing, maybe a little more tread on the tires because of a couple of years off.
No, there's no doubt about it. I'm about as fresh as I could ever been. I don't think I felt just from a body, you know, as far as my body feeling good, I probably haven't felt this good, I don't know, since I was bigger than everybody else in high school, and I can go play a game and dominate and walk away, you know, without a scratch on me. You know, it's been a long time since I felt as good as I feel.
Is there a sense of relief that just you got the contract worked out, 2 years behind you, just come in and know that between now and
you know, July in the camp, since it's all football, you can just focus and go forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it all goes back to that sense of urgency. You know, even when all this stuff breaks up, you know, I'll be in contact with my teammates, and we'll continue to get together and get in the best shape possible and learn everything I need to learn and the things that I've missed out on in the whole installment process. But I'm definitely glad to be in and to get the ball rolling.
You probably played against Peyton more than yeah. most any of these guys. What was it like kind of finding out that he was going to be on your team and then – getting the lineup against him in a game or not a game today?
Well, no, I think, I mean, to be a non-conference AFC, what was that, AFC North? South? Okay, South. Not to be a AFC South, not to be on the AFC South team. Yeah, I played them a lot. And also in the playoffs and all that good stuff. But when I found out that he came here, and I mean, you know, I was on alert just like everybody else was on alert, just for the simple fact that, you know, his track record, it speaks for itself. I mean, he got enough skins on the wall, and you know, let's be honest, a guy like that make your life easy, makes everybody life easy. It's Manning all day, man. What do you want me to say? That's my teammate.
A few more for Ty.
What do you think of the D tackles they brought in? Derek Wolfe, obviously a young guy with a high motor, and then Justin Bannon, who's a pro that you at least, I'm sure, crossed paths with.
Yeah. No, Justin is a great guy. Me and him go way back, even though we didn't play against each other physically, but we go way back to the Big 12 days when he was here in Colorado and I was at Texas A&M. He's always been a great player, physical player, as far as Mr. Wolf, I've seen film on him, and he looks like a heck of a player, and he looked like he's going to develop into something special if everything goes his way. So I'm excited about all my teammates, all the defensive line teammates that I play alongside of, and we just let the chips fall where they may.
Do you call all the young kids Mister?
That's just kind of way to roll off my tongue. You know, when he get here, it'll be more like a rook.
Anything else for Ty?
When you were watching last season, what did you think of how Von Miller did and how much you're looking forward to being alongside him every down now?
Yeah, Von, Dumerville, Ayers. I was here, the whole season, and I watched film with those guys. Although I wasn't on the field, I pretty much was there right along the whole ride with them without being on the field. And so, I'm definitely excited about having those guys on the edges because it's, personally, it's been a long time since that was a big reason why I even came last year. There's a lot of other variables, why I came, my talks with Fox and so on and so forth, which was a headline at one point. But, just as I mentioned, a guy like Peyton make your life easy. To have guys out on the edge like that, it makes it easy, too, on the inside.
All right. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks, Ty.
Thanks, guys.